Soda Ratchet Company.
Hey, is TJ in?
Hello, is he speaking?
Hey, TJ, this is Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I actually just wanted to give you a call. I know you had spoke to Mike, looks like a little over a week ago, about possibly getting some capital in place for you guys. Did you have a couple minutes to talk about some options that we might have for you?
Yeah. Hold on for 1 minute, hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so, you know, I was, you know, talking to Mike. He said you guys were looking at doing some expansion. Was that still on the table for you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely indeed.
Okay, what exactly are you guys looking to do?
Two things. Looking to expand the company dynamics of kind of what we do and bring on a few more things, and also to find a building. You know, we've been leasing for a while, so we're looking to own in the building.
Oh, okay, okay. And you guys, are you a marketing firm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah, I got a little background information there. All right. So do you have, you know, any idea of maybe a total amount that would help you guys get things started over there?
I'd be looking somewhere around $25,000.
Oh, $25,000, okay. All right. And then how long have you guys been in business?
12 years.
12 years, okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yep.
Okay, nice, nice. Now, TJ, have you done a working capital loan before or looked into them at all?
I have looked into them before.
Okay, just haven't quite pulled the trigger on it or anything?
Right.
I gotcha. All right. Nice. Yeah, so basically, you know, what we have here, we do a lot of different programs, but working capital seems like what you're looking for. We finance equipment, that sort of things as well. But as far as working capital goes, you know, it's unsecured cash that we deposit into the business checking account. You're free to use it however you'd like. So if you have a couple different uses where you're looking for, you know, to use it in different areas, you're free to do it that way. Typically, the loans are set up on terms that go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So there's a pretty large window on what we can work for. What we do is we match you up with a term that kind of fits with what you expect to see a return on your investment. So as far as the expansion, I know Mike mentioned that you guys were looking probably sometime this month. Is that still kind of what you're working with there? Okay. All right, nice. And it looks like you guys are doing just about $500,000 for your gross annual sales. Is that right?
Yep, I think it's like $494,000.
$494,000, yeah, just under. Okay. So, you know, looking at things kind of on a basic level to give you a little feedback, typically a business that fits your kind of industry that you're in and the sales that you're doing, we're usually able to do something about $50,000 for the first time around. Now, if we're able to get you approved for the full $50,000, you don't need to take that whole thing. You can do the $25,000 if that's all you need now. And actually get things started, see how it works, and you can come back for the rest.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's a question for you, TJ. How does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with there?
It's fair. It's around 650, 658, okay. 648.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, you're going to be in line to be able to – that's not going to disqualify you from anything. The program – the working capital programs that we have, they're primarily based on sales. So we typically go off the top line revenue. The personal credit, it's a small factor. We do look at it, but it's a small factor. Now, I'm not sure, did Mike go over with you the process of getting approved, anything like that?
We went over a few things, but if you can, please refresh my memory.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, basically I'm taking over the file so I can be your contact going here on out. It's a pretty simple process. So if you guys are looking to get the funds, you know, anytime in the next month, something like that, all we would need from you is it's a one-page application for the program, and then we take a look at 6 months of your recent bank statements, and then also the most recent business tax return that you have. From there, what we do is we analyze your cash flow. and then determine how much of that we're able to free up. It usually takes about a day or two to get an answer, but it's fast, it's free, it's easy. And then from there, we know how much you're available to do, and we can work with a couple different terms to see what makes sense for you. Now, I don't see an email address on file. What is a good email address for you?
TJ.
Okay.
RyGenCompany.com. That's WRIJEN. Company spelled out.
Company.com. Okay, perfect. So what I can do, I can send you right now an email. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions about anything, you can call me, you can send me an email, I'll get right back to you. But I'll put a list of everything that we would need to get the process started. And then what you can do is you can send that straight back to me in an email. You can fax it too. I'll put the fax number on there, whatever's easier for you.
Let me ask you this. I think this is my main thing. What is the loan? What is typically the loan repayment
term? Okay, so there's a lot. We have a lot of different structures of how we can do it. How about do you guys accept credit cards as payments from your customers at all?
We do, but we don't do a lot of our revenue in that area. Believe it or
small
not,
volume. Okay.
Yeah. Even that, people still write us checks.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. No, so typically what it's going to be is usually for first-time borrowers, we set it up on a daily payment. I do have weekly options. We have monthly options as well. Really, you have to qualify for those. Credit goes a long way to get the monthly. Typically, for first-time borrowers, the daily is the most common form. What we do is once we set you up as an existing customer, once you get 2 or 3 months into the loan, we can restructure the payment to a weekly or a monthly option. But off the bat, it's typically taken out by an ACH, an automatic withdrawal from the account each day. So it's a fixed amount. And what I can do is once we get you approved, we can kind of go over numbers and terms and tweak it to find that daily amount that fits best with what you're working with. Now, how about on the bank accounts for the business? As far as the cash flow goes, do you guys operate with much of a cash cushion, or do you get close to zero in the bank account?
It just really depends. Most of the time, it is a small. I can't say it's not, but we operate off. I've actually been operating off cash for the past 12 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. And what I can do is I can take a look, because I know a lot of people might get scared away by kind of a daily payment. Just most of the time, that's because they're, you know, riding with a little, not much of a cushion. So it can be scary knowing that there's going to be something coming out every day. But we know that, and we're not going to set you up on anything that's going to threaten the bank account or anything like that. What we do is, I mean, we're a business bank. We only deal with businesses. We try to set up a relationship where, you know, it's not just one time, but we can help you grow going forward. So the majority of our customers are returning customers, so we're not going to set you up on something one time that's just going to be too steep and put you underwater. That's kind of what the underwriting process is all for, to make sure we steer clear of that. But what we can do is, okay, how about this, TJ? In a perfect world, right, how soon would you want the funds to be deposited into the account to help with the expansion?
Probably next week.
Okay, perfect. So that is a timeline I can definitely work with. I think really for a game plan aspect of this, what we want to do is first get you qualified for the total amount. From there, we can kind of fine tune what type of payback options we want to do. But like I said, I can kind of adjust the term, which will affect that daily payment amount to make sure it's something that's manageable. Now, have you applied anywhere for a working capital loan at all in the past couple of months?
I think I used one. I have it, and I got a little bit of money that actually should be about paid up. It was on like a couple grand or so. It wasn't that major.
Oh, okay. Just something real small to get you started off with. Okay. And
I was just seeing how it worked, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, and that's a good way to do it. A lot of my customers, what I suggest when they're kind of unsure, and you know they just want to kind of test the waters, I always say start off with something small, get used to how it's structured, and then once you establish that relationship with us going forward, the next time you come around, we're usually able to get you. customer, and the rates become returning customer rates. So it's always beneficial to do that. As far as how about on the working capital loan that you took? I know it's small, but what sort of rate did they give you? Was it I mean, how did you feel about it?
It was cool. You know, I think it could have been a little lower, but you know, like I said, I just use it as a basis.
So yeah, just kind of testing it out. Well, what I would say is, you know, if you do go through the application process and I can get you approved, if you have done another working capital loan from another financing company, I can make sure that we beat that rate. Like, we will guarantee that we get you a better. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is it's only up from here. So since you've done one, I can make sure it's just going to get better as you go forward. Yeah. So what I'll do, TJ, I'll put together an email right now. I'll send it out to you. It'll have the application and what I need. You just turn around, flip that right back to me, and we can go over some options for you.
All right.
Cool. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
No, that's it for right now.
Okay, nice. I'll send it out right now, and yeah, let me know if you have any questions.
Right, we'll do.
All right, thanks a lot, TJ.